And welcome back to Auto Smart. So glad to have you aboard. It is Randy and Boots, and we are joined on the hotline by Mr. Wego, although he also goes by a different name, which is Jerry Toscani, President, CEO of Paris Corp and Wego. And Dr. Jerry, how are you today, sir?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We are honored to have you on the program. I go, you go, and now we go. What is Wego all about here as we conjugate your company here?
Well, Wego is all about portable power. So we started the company about 2.5 years ago. It's a division of my other company. And we make portable battery packs about the size of a pack of gum that'll keep your phone charged anywhere from 1 to 6 times. And we make portable jump starters. Our latest model is the Wego 44, about the size of a brick, and that'll start up to a 7-liter engine. It has a 500 lumen light that'll last up to 28 hours. It powers up phones and tablets and laptops, and it powers accessories as well. So it's a multi-purpose portable battery pack.
Amazing. So how do you test these? Because, you know, we've come across a lot of these over the years, and a few years back, some of the major part supply stores, we had some, and it said it would start a particular truck, and the guy that won it, naturally, I know he may have done it wrong, but it didn't do it. So how do you guys test them? Because it is so amazing to us old timers that we see this little box can jump a big vehicle.
Well, I mean, first of all, the secret behind all that is lithium ion battery technology. So you're talking about an amazing amount of power in a very small package as opposed to lead acid. What we do, we did not invent this technology. Our mission is perfecting it and making it safe and simple for anybody to use. So towards that end, we have our own engineering and design staff internally here. So we build quality in from the ground up, not only in the functions and the safety features, but also down to the last component. And then we test repeatedly, and we validate testing by having an independent third party test our product as well.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's interesting. So is this the only product you offer in your line, or are there other items you offer in the Wego line as well, too?
We have a bunch of items. Like I said earlier, rechargeable battery packs that are really just for phone and tablet charging. We have an earlier line of jump starters that we continue to sell, and we will continue to sell. And we just launched our 44 model. We're getting ready to ship our 22 and 66 models here in the next month or two. And they're just larger and smaller variants of the 44.
Okay, so how do we market these? Because that's always my understanding is you got such a great product. How do you get this to the consumer?
Well, a number of ways. You know, it's never easy when you're starting out and trying to build awareness, not only trying to build a new brand, but also awareness of essentially a new technology. You guys are on the inside, so you understand this stuff is out there.
Right.
But the vast majority of people, I would peg it at 99%, don't know. So we're doing product awareness as well as brand building. We sell our products online extensively at mywego.com, at Amazon. We also probably have 2,000, 3,000 outlets now where you can buy our product, and most of those are specialty stores. Think about a hunting shop, an archery shop. Think about an off-road dealership or a marina. Mm-hmm. So you'll see our products in a lot of those places.
Now, a lot of products drain or lose power over a period of time. What's the percentage that you lose, and can you still jump a vehicle, say, a year later with the Wego?
With our 44, our initial models lost about 5%, 2 to 5% per month. With our 44, because of the way we built the circuitry, you'll lose less than 2% a month. So you could literally charge it in 3 hours. And if you come back in a year, you're still going to have 75% charge.
There you go.
What other products are you looking at then? Are you taking this to the next level then? Is there an exponent next to this where you're looking for something else you can do?
Oh, yeah. We're constantly working on new products. You know, the 44 is all new. The 2266, it'll be shipping all new. And coming down the pike are models that will be even larger for more commercial applications. And then there's other models that we're developing that will work in extreme environments. Believe it or not, a lot of people want that. And we have other features that we're working on that are truly innovative that will just make jumping that much easier, that much safer.
So what do you do with it when you're not using it? Because I often wonder that. Do you throw in your trunk? Do you, what's the, because I know cold is harder on batteries than the heat. I mean, sorry, the heat is harder on the batteries. So I picture all summer, you have it in your trunk, the sun's boiling it up, and then come winter when you really need it, the battery's kind of drained. What do you do? What do you recommend people do?
Well, you know, to be ultra safe, you treat it like you would your cell phone. You don't want to leave your cell phone in a car for extended periods of time in the summertime, nor do you want to leave it outside if it's sub-zero temperatures, because you're going to have a hard time reactivating it.
Okay.
But ours are really meant. I mean, you can go even, let's say, 120 degrees out. And if it's 120 degrees in your car, you're still in a safe zone. You'd have to be extended periods of time at over 160 degrees to create an issue.
So social media, I understand, is sweeping the country. Are you guys active there? What can you tell us about your presence on social media?
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, a few other places, and we post on a fairly regular basis.
Okay. And what's your website again?
MyWego, MyWeego.com, MyWeego.com.
I got to ask you, do you have a favorite classic car, like 55 to 72, since you're a guy that can jump or start any car now?
There you go.
Our corporate vehicle is my favorite car. It's a 65 Ford Falcon station wagon that we bought a few years ago. That's how I started the business. I put my two youngest sons in it. I painted it orange and white. That's our corporate color. And I loaded up the back, and we just started selling door-to-door at marinas in South Jersey. That's how we got our initial sales.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, I think that's great. Jerry Toscani has been our guest. He is Mr. WeGo. And are they WeGo Juniors then, or what do you call your kids?
Little goes.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. That's Jersey. Hey, Jerry, thanks for everything, buddy.
Hey, nice talking to you guys.
Take care.
We're
going
to pause and remind you, hey, you, this is Auto Smarts.